The herb garden is steps from the kitchen door and would have provided herbs for flavoring food as well as making medicinal tinctures and tonics. Rosemary, sage, and thyme grew alongside feverfew, used to treat migraines, and yarrow, used on wounds. When breezes blew and outhouse aromas drifted towards the house, a whiff of lavender was surely welcome. Apples grow well in this region, and after being introduced to this continent by European colonists, they became a symbol of homesteading. They could be preserved as applesauce, dried in slices, or made into hard cider. The museum has been adding heritage apple trees to our orchard. Growing crops was only a small part of the farm business for the Dudleys. In 1870, they grew 60 bushels of oats, 40 bushels of rye, 50 bushels of corn, and 40 bushels of potatoes. Their small heritage garden provided fresh vegetables for their family to eat, as well as to preserve for the winter months. Vegetables grown likely included cabbage, squash, peas and turnips, carrots, most of which can be kept in a root cellar over the winter. In the early 20th century, Amy Dudley had a small farm stand that sold eggs and gladiola flowers.